Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Have you heard about the great news at GoBob Pipe? GoBob, you know, famous for cattle feeders, panels, trailers, fences, and a whole lot more. GoBob is giving away a weekly prize to members of the GoBob Preferred Club. Over $25,000 in GoBob products are given away every year. And there's a lucky winner every week. Just go to GoBobPipe.com, become a member of the GoBob Preferred Club. You'll get advance notice of sales, you'll get announcements of members-only discounts, you'll get advance notice of the newest products, and many times, you can save thousands of dollars on brand-new GoBob products. Here's all you have to do. Go to GoBobPipe.com, click on the Preferred Club sign, then fill out the form, and you're in. You, too, can become a GoBob Preferred Club member and get in on all the savings and the winnings. $25,000 in GoBob products are given away every year. Don't miss next week's drawing. Sign up today. GoBobPipe.com.
Welcome to the first full week of the Trump presidency. Just ahead of his inauguration, President Trump praised his pick for Ag Secretary, former Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue. At a candlelight dinner for donors and politicians, Trump spoke about Perdue's experience as a farmer, said others who wanted the job as Secretary of Agriculture had never even seen a farm, according to the Hagstrom Report. Trump said of Perdue that he came into office 2 months ago. Since then, I've seen 10 people that everybody liked, politically correct, and I kept thinking back to Sonny Perdue. Trump spoke on Perdue's experience in agriculture, noting he wanted someone for the job who would understand the industry. Speaking of USDA and moving from the Obama presidency to the Trump presidency, with an ag secretary nominee and a new administration now in place, President Trump has sent policy advisor Sam Clovis to lead the transition at the USDA. A team assisting Clovis will hire staff and begin crafting policy while ag secretary nominee Sonny Perdue awaits Senate confirmation. USDA is home to 250 political posts from deputy to undersecretaries to chiefs of staff and State Farm Service agency administrators as well. While agriculture is on board with a lot of things that President Trump is espousing, one thing that is a big disagreement between mainstream agriculture and the president, the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Deal, or TPP. Senator Charles Grassley of Iowa wants TPP, but he says it's unlikely that Donald Trump can move away from his position against the trade agreement anytime soon.
If the United States does anything along the lines of TPP, there's going to have to be some substance of change, if that's even possible. But there's going to have to be some substance of change just for the sake of the president saving face.
Senator Charles Grassley of Iowa, the Trump administration now has all of their positions up on the WhiteHouse.gov website. They're now in control of that. And in their positions on trade, they clearly say the ending of the U.S. Relationship with the TPP is a priority, and renegotiation of NAFTA, another priority of President Trump. A lot of things happening this week as far as agriculture is concerned in our region, including the winter policy meeting of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, rechecking their policy positions here mid-year compared to their July annual meeting. That'll be happening in Oklahoma City. No-till on the plains, big event that draws in folks from a lot of states across the Midwest and the Southern Plains. No-till on the Plains Winter Conference tomorrow and Wednesday in Salina. The Red River Crops Conference happening tomorrow and Wednesday as well. This is for Texas and Oklahoma producers. Cotton emphasis tomorrow and then other crops on Wednesday. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's the 39th annual Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association All Breed Bull Sale, Saturday, February 4th at 12:15 at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion, featuring 60-plus breeding-age bulls, registered and commercial Angus, Shorthorn Plus, Composite, Semi-Angus, Hereford, and others. For more information or a catalog, call Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366 or send an email to rmccattleman@yahoo.com. That's rmccattleman@yahoo.com.
And that's a check of our agricultural news. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.